Oj.我本来这个就是给大家能够看的话会比较清楚就是了，没看也没问题。我这段时间现在要翻译了，我这段时间给大家交通几件事情。
Lately I have been sharing with brothers and sisters.
我说基督徒一生追求有三件事。
There are three things that Christians pursue.
第一个是生命的成长。
First is the growth of our spiritual life.
第二个是信心的增长。
Second is growth of our faith.
第三个是对神的心意能够更深的认识。
And the third is the knowledge of the will of the Lord.
如果我们用另外一句话来讲的话，
In another word,
我们说我们要活在地上有一个活的话，活的信心来侍奉我们这位活的神。
It's a living word, a living faith to serve a living God.
这个我已经交通过了。
I've shared about this before.
我只要很简单再recap 这个温习一下讲过。
And I want to recap this.
这个我们生命不成长有几个原因。
There are a number of reasons why we do not grow spiritually.
第一个，我们活在罪中。
Because we live in sin.
所以我们知道不应该，但是我们还是没办法脱离，所以一直活下去。
We know we should not do it, but we still live in it.
所以我们发现了，我们在这样的情况里面，我们生活，我们这个生命是黑暗。
Under this circumstance, we're in darkness.
那第二个呢？我们是活在世俗里。
The other one is we live a worldly life.
我们世界所过的生活是怎么样，我也怎么过。
How the world lives, this is also the way I live.
你是做学生，你是工作的，你是就算家庭主妇也一样，世界怎么活，我怎么活。
Whether you're working, you're a student, or you're a housewife, you live according to the world.
弟兄们常跟我们说，如果我们照着世界的方向走的话，
If we live according to the world,
我们生命的灯会熄灭。
Then the light of our life is going to get dim.
我们的经历也告诉我们说，我们真的这样过，我们的灯的确熄灭。
And if we truly live this way, the light will get dim.
第三个。
Third,
我们是活在肉体。
We live in the flesh.
我们在肉体中的话，刚刚也有人提到，我们基本上是自我为中心。
In the flesh, we are very self-centered.
你知道吗？今天虽然我们看好多的基督徒说都去聚会
，Although many Christians go to church，
但是恐怕有一个事实，大部分人都是活在肉体。
Sadly, the reality is most live in the flesh。
不管你信主30年、40年、50年、60年
，Doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian，
许多人都是活在肉体。
A lot of us are living in the flesh.
有些人是在肉体里，还自己不知道。
And some living in the flesh, but are not aware of it.
这三点基本上是今天基督徒不生命不成长的一个关键。
These three reasons are the reason why we do not grow spiritually.
为什么圣经多次的讲，如果你要成长，有几件事我们要注意。
If we want to grow, there are certain things we need to pay attention.
第一个，你必须亲近主。
We need to be close to God.
亲近主有一件很重要，就是不住的祷告。
We have to pray without ceasing.
你要知道，这还不是不住的读圣经啊。
It's not reading the Bible continuously.
哪是不住的祷告。
This is pray without ceasing.
你知道，读圣经你还可以去读，我有个 schedule， 有什么，我还可以继续去读。
When we read our Bible, we could follow a schedule.
我守律法式的去读都还可以读。
We could kind of read it as if we're keeping the law.
祷告，你的心不在那里，祷告不下去了。
But for prayer, if our heart is not there, you could not pray on.
你有经历的人，你发现你去祷告，你的心思已经开始飘了，各种事情都在想。
You probably experience it like when you start praying, you notice that your mind wanders.
如果你不信，你试试看。
If you do not believe this, try it.
我现在要去祷告，你就关起门进房间去祷告。你一跪下来，一到主面前，你的思想已经飘了。
You go into a room, you start to pray, you find out that your mind starts wandering.
这曾经有一个姊妹问我们有上班有什么，我们可以真的这样来经营主吗？
So a sister asked me, well, we all go to work. Is it possible to be praying without ceasing?
可以。
It is possible.
所以一个我们要学会什么时候都可以跟主讲话。
We need to learn how to communicate with our Lord anytime.
开车也可以，只是不要闭眼睛就是。
When you're driving, you can do that too. Just don't close your eyes.
所以圣经另外一个想说什么？他说：天天舍己，背起你的十字架跟从。
That's why the Bible says, "Take up the cross daily and follow me."
他的舍己啊。圣经还有另外一个是对己死。
Deny yourself also refers to dying to ourselves.
说圣经为什么这么多地方提到这个？因为你不正面对付这个事情的话，你发现你很难不断的经历。
If we do not deal with this, then we cannot be close to God.
我这个忘记是不是在《荒漠甘泉》里面有这个故事。
I think in the streams of desert, streams in the desert, there's this story.
他说啊，如果你是弹钢琴的人，
if you play the piano,
你一天不弹，你自己知道，因为你在隔了一天弹，你发现有点生疏。
If you don't play one day, you yourself will know.
你两天不练的话，因为你很 close, 你旁边的人知道你两天已经有一段时间没练琴了。
If you don't play for 2 days, people around you will notice.Close to you will notice.
你再多几天不弹，所有人都知道，因为你一弹，人家说，哎，这个好像没有以前这么顺哦。
And if you stop practicing more days, everybody knows about it.
生命不往前的话，很容易这个跟主亲近的人一 spot 就知道。
If we do not grow and go forward spiritually, it's very noticeable.
你可以讲个很美丽的圣经的话。
You could quote beautiful verses from the Bible.
但是基本上真的跟主亲近的人一听就是说这个是空的。
But people who are close to God will notice it, that it's empty.
今天很多弟兄姊妹不能够分辨究竟我今天活在肉体里面还是活在靠近主的生命里。
Many brothers and sisters cannot distinguish whether one is living in the flesh or living close to God.
这只有很简单的解释，就是他一个啊，他从来没活过在灵里面，因为他一直都活在肉体。
Either one has not experienced living in the spirit, but has always lived in the flesh.
他没有可能会分辨什么叫做活在灵里，因为他没经历过。
If that's the case, the person cannot really distinguish one from the other.
有一些是因为我们的确太少活在灵里面，所以也没办法分辨。
If we rarely live in the spirit, it's hard for us to distinguish whether we are in the flesh or in the spirit.
我们去西安聚会，弟兄们一直在讲一个信息。
So in August, when we went to the West Coast Conference, brothers were sharing this.
教会是荒凉。
That the church is desolate.
400-500人坐在哪里？但弟兄们说，教会是荒凉。
There were 400-500 people there, but that's what the brother said.
因为大部分的人都还是活在肉体里面。
Because a great number still live in the flesh.
所以弟兄们也讲，我们就像旧约犹太人一样，我们是被掳的一批人。
So we're kind of like the Israelites who were enslaved.
如果你知道被掳的话，你就发现我今天多渴望能够得释放。
If we are enslaved, we should be wanting freedom.
但是如果被掳还不知道这是被掳，你就继续过着在被掳的生活，好像还能 enjoy。
But if you're enslaved and yet you do not know, then you are probably still enjoying yourself.
So, 我们好像刚刚那个诗歌，愿主怜悯我们，最终征服我。
That the Lord have mercy on us and truly overcome us.
我上次交通到就是第二点关于这个信心的问题。
Last time I shared about the second point, which is regarding our faith.
我们还是读这节圣经好了，好吧？我们读一读希伯来书第十六章到第十一章。
Okay, Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。 这应该是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的一段话。第六节。
Hebrews 11:6。
他说啊，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里说哈，这希伯来书一直告诉我们说，我们必须信神就是。
It says here that we must believe that he is.
那希伯来书在十一章里面讲了很多，因着信，他们过了什么事情。
In Hebrews, it mentioned a lot with faith or by faith.
好，因着信行了什么事？
By faith, they do certain things.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
你有没有在你生活中是因着信做了什么事？
Have you ever in your life by faith you do something?
你信主之后，我因着信。我这样过活的。
After you believe in Jesus, you by faith do certain things.
你因着信，我做这件事。
By faith, you do a particular thing.
不要小看刚刚那节圣经啊，他说，如果我们不是因着信，你不可能讨神喜悦。
In that verse, it says, if you do not come to God and believe that He is, it is impossible to please Him.
英文那个字叫什么 ？Impossible。不可能的。
In English, it says impossible.
英文还有一句话叫 pretend， 不要假设，哦，可以了。
And there's another important thing is you don't pretend.
我们要讨他喜悦，必须是过一个凭信的生活。
If we want to please him, we have to live by faith.
不管你是做学生、读工作、小孩、大人，这个都一样，必须因着信，我这样子。
Whether you're working, you're adult or your child, you have to live by faith.
为什么神要我们因着信？
Why does God want us to?
因为我们能够因着信，才能够彰显他是我们活的神。
Because by faith, then we can show that He is a living God.
我们为什么不能够凭信过？
Why can't we live by faith?
一个，
First,
犯罪。
We sin.
信圣经怎么讲？我们如果犯罪的话，我们良心就有亏。
When we sin, we do not have a clear conscience.
我们良心有亏的话呢，你信不过来。
If you do not have a clear conscience, you cannot have faith.
你来到神面前啊，那个力量根本没有。
There's no strength to come before the Lord.
有一个弟兄对年轻人说 ，You have mighty in spirit. 这个叫什么？在灵里面很刚强。
Somebody said you have to be mighty in spirit.
我们劝年轻人要有刚强的灵。
We encourage the young people to have mighty spirit.
你要有刚强的灵，必须没有罪。
You should not be living in sin to be mighty in spirit.
因为你犯了罪，你里面一定就落下去。
When you have sinned, then inside you fall.
So we just 每一刻了能够信得过我们的主。
And then you would not be able to believe him.
第二个，我不去看了哈。第二个呢是这个，我们心不够坚定要主。
Our heart is not committed to the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，心怀恶意的人不要想从主那里得什么。
The Bible says that double-minded people cannot receive anything from the Lord.
神不跟我们讲笑
话。The Lord does not joke with us.
如果我们对神不是坚定要他的话，神说你不用想得什么。
If we're not committed to him, the Lord said you cannot receive things from him.
第三个。
The third.
我们是看环境。
We live by sight.
圣经说凭信不凭眼见。
But the Bible said we live by faith and not by sight.
但是我们通常是凭眼见不凭信。
And yet we live by sight and not by faith.
我们很看别人是怎么过，我也要怎么过。
We look at how other people live and we want to live the same way.
我看到这个这样行得通我就行，我不知道我靠着主还有其他路可以走得通吗？
If this path looked like a successful one, then we want to go through it.
第四个,
the fourth,
如果你没有奉献给主,
if you have not consecrated yourself to the Lord,
没有自己降服给主,
and you have not surrendered to the Lord,
你信不过他,
then you cannot live by faith.
这些都是我上次教的。
I've shared about this before.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须正面看这些事情。
We need to face this thing.
不管你信主多久，
whether you have been a Christian for so long.
这句话是神对我们说，你不因着信，你没可能讨他的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
所以我归纳几点，我们在什么的环境里面，我们能够操练，除了我们要对付前面那些，我们在什么环境里面，我们能够过操练过因着信的生活。
Under what circumstances can we practice living by faith?
我跟大家再读一节圣经，在提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy 6,
提摩太前书第六章第6到第11节。
First Timothy 6, 是6吗？
第六章。
I know, but it's 9 to 11. 6 to 11.
OK， 我读给大家听哈，这个提摩太前书第六章第6节。他说：“然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗，和许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。” 贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。但你是这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
1 Timothy 6, 6 to 11. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with this we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, and a snare come that they may lay a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which come have strayed from faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
这里说贪财啊，
Here it says the love of money.
我这个问很多新生啊，过来读书啊，我说你们目标是什么？
I asked many new students and I asked them what's their goal.
向前看。
They said, well, look at money.
翻得很好，不是前面的钱，这是为了金钱向前看。
Money is their goal.
但你看圣经在这里讲，他说，如果你真的是向前看的话，你会陷在迷惑，落在网罗。
But here it says that if you love money, you'll be ensnared.
并且你被许多的愁把自己捆起来。
And you will be bound by many foolish and harmful lusts.
所以一个在我们生活的态度里面。 我们要知足。
We have to be contented.
我们如果没有一个知足的心，我们是不断的想要把我们生活提到某一个水准，还可能不满足。
If we're not contented, then we would want our life to reach a certain standard. And even if we reach that standard, we are still not contented.
我们再读一节，我上次跟他，我们翻到箴言第三十篇。
Proverbs 30:7-9.
Proverbs 30:7-9. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you. And say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and profane the name of my God.
弟兄姊妹，我上次讲了，我一来美国。 差不多30年前，这是我第一个就跟主的祷告。
30 years ago, when I first came to the U.S., this is my prayer to the Lord.
主，求你是虚假与谎言离开我。
Remove falsehood and lies far from me.
然后使我也不贫穷，也不富足。Give
me neither poverty nor riches.
所以我讲，你怕穷的。
If you're afraid of poverty, you can pray like this.
但是呢，如果你想富的话，你绝对不敢祷告，因为他讲明我也不要富，不只是不要穷，也不要富。
But if you want riches, maybe you don't want to pray like this, because here it says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches."
因为很多人怕穷的话，基本上他是要富的，他不会也祷告说我也不要富。
Many who are afraid of poverty actually wants to be rich, so they might not want to pray like this. And the Lord led me to live in this word. I've spoken about this last time.
大家整理刚第一段圣经里面说，我们应该把正面的摆在主面前，说我追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
But here the Lord already told us that we want to that we want to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness.
主说我们要正面做，不是只是消极的不做一些，正面有正面。
We do not just want to be passive, but we want to be actively pursuing this.
你知道吗？如果你有这样的信念过生活的话，你就有每天都有个机会平静过活。Then
you will live by faith every day.
因为这是你的信念在主面前说，所有的事情发生到你身上，你有机会平静过活。Because
all these things that happen to you, you will be living by faith to face them.
开始看到神怎么做一些事情。
And then you will start seeing how God moves.
我今天要开始继续讲哈，这个第二个我们需要来怎么过我们生活的。
The second thing, how we live our life.
乃是我们要知道主怎么引导我们。We
need to know how God leads.
我问弟兄姊妹，你看重主怎么引导你？
I want to ask brothers and sisters, do you value God's leading?
还是你只看重说主给我，我要的都给我。
Or do you only value what the Lord can give you?
还是你看重说主你怎么带，我愿意跟的。
Do you value that Lord, however you lead, I will follow?
因为如果你有这样的心智的话，你就有机会怎么又来平信来跟主。
If you have this attitude, then you will have a chance to come and live by faith.
第二个问题，如果你有的话，我就要问了，你有多常问主，主你的心是怎么样？
How often do you ask the Lord, what is your heart, Lord?
你出去玩，去旅游，有没有问过主，这是该不该去啊？
For example, you want to take a vacation. Do you ask the Lord, should I go this time?
你现在买房子、买车子、买很多很多的，你有没有问主是不是该买呢？
Or in all your purchases, do you ask the Lord, should I buy this?
或者你今天要去哪里读书，去哪里工作，你们问主，这是你要我去的吗？
Or today you're going to certain place to work or to study, do you ask the Lord, is this the place you want me to go?
不要做得太极端，有人说我今天早上刷牙，问主要不要刷牙。
Well, I'm not talking about the extreme, like when you're going to brush your teeth, you ask the Lord whether I should or not.
但是在影响我们生命中一些经过一些事情，我有没有问主，因为我怕错。
But do we ask the Lord because we don't want to go the wrong way?
So, 如果你有的，我第三个问题问你怎么问的呢？
And how do you ask?
你怎么知道主是这样带你的呢？
How do you know that God is leading you this way?
我下面讲一些故事给弟兄姊妹听
啊。I will share some stories with brothers and sisters.
These are
all real things.
有一个弟兄，这个已经中年人了，他是一个会计，在一个公司大公司做会计部的主任，主管。
There's a middle-aged man. He's the chief accountant in this company.
他这个孩子大学都毕业了。
And his kids have all graduated from college.
生活也很稳定。
He has a stable life.
所以啊，慢慢就想，我就要退休了，这个以后要做什么呢？
So he's thinking, well, I'll be retiring soon. What will I be doing?
弟兄们都想要服侍主，那我是不是应该服侍主呢？还是继续看我的 balance sheet?
And a lot of other brothers are serving the Lord. Should I serve God or should I just continue looking at the balance sheet?
有一次有人到他们教会来，这个宣教士想到在海外的宣教的工作。
A missionary came to their church, talking about overseas mission.
他是非常感动。
So he was very moved by that.
说当那个弟兄说有没有愿意也做宣教士，哇，他就很愿意去做宣教士。
So when the brother asked if there's any who are willing to be missionary, he was very willing.
那他自己也不知道究竟是不是应该当宣教士呢？
But he's not clear whether he should be a missionary.
他住在 Washington D.C. 啊，这个那边哈。
He lives in Washington D.C.
所以那边这个交通非常塞，常常塞车的。
And that place has a lot of traffic.
他有一天开车就塞在那里。
One time he was in the midst of the traffic.
他说：“哎呀，我赶回去公司开会，怎么就塞在那里？心中很烦躁。”
And he was worried because he has to go back to the office for a meeting.
现在塞在那里，我们通常开车的时候看前面是什么车嘛，对不对？
So most of the time, if you're in traffic, you kind of look what car is ahead of you.
欧洲进口的这个车现在已经不在了。
The car was a European import. That brand is no longer around.
这些年轻人会知道，这个是叫 Yugo.
It's the brand is Yugo.
哇，还看到，哇，那神对他说 ，Yugo， 隔壁要去 ，OK，Yugo。
It's because of the name of that brand. It says Yugo. It feels like the Lord is telling him to go.
所以他说，哦，神跟我说 ，I have to go. OK， 那他就问主要去哪里呢
？He asked the Lord, "Where do I go?"
我知道啊 ，OK， 继续开，慢吞吞的继续开。
So he continued, you know, in a very slow pace.
这是一个老老爷车啊，所以塞了很久，终于突然间车子死掉了。
And because his car is an old car, it quit working in the traffic.
他停下来了，他停在那里了，然后呢，他就看我停在哪里呢
？And he said, "Now I'm stuck here. Where am I?"
他就看看，哦，在菲律宾的领事馆外面。
It's outside the Philippine Embassy.
Oh, 他说我知道了，等一下我到菲律宾去宣教。
Okay, now I know it's you go to the Philippines.
第二个例子。
Second example.
这个年轻人读书很好。
A young person is very good with his academics.
Harvard, Yale, 跟 Princeton 都收他了。
So Harvard, Yale, and Princeton all accepted him.
所以我们弟兄有一次交通，他说。这个
The brother said, well, if you're not very good, it's easier to make a choice. But all three prestigious schools accepted him.
So he asked
the Lord, which one should I go to? So he's very worried, anxious. So he looked for an elder sister and prayed with her. So the sister said, well, remove all distraction from your mind.
Okay. 过了一会, 这个姊妹问他, 你现在想去哪里?
And the sister asked, oh, so now where do you want to go?
我不知道啊。
He said, well, I don't know.
这个姊妹一直逼他,
and the sister kept on asking, where do you want to go?
逼了他没办法,
he said, well, just say some place.
大概Princeton吧。
And he said, well, probably Princeton.
这个姊妹,哦,对啊,对啊,就是去Princeton。
And sister said, yes, that's the one.
第三个例,
the third example,
有个寡妇,
there was a widow.
这个,她有一笔这个退休金啊。
And she has this retirement fund. And she wants this to be used of the Lord.
但是想一想,我现在摆在定期的话,
and she thinks, well, if I put it with a fixed interest, you know, it's not much.
买股票也不一定赚。
If I buy stock, well, maybe I'm not going to gain.
通常都是赔的。
Most of the time you lose.
所以她得找一个财务顾问来问。
So she went and asked a financial advisor.
这个告诉他说, 哎,你做这个有什么风险,做那个有什么风险啊,告诉了很多。
So he advised her, you know, if you do this, there's certain risk, if you do that, another type of risk.
听了一大堆风险,也不知道怎么做。
So she heard all this risk and doesn't know what to do.
他在家里收到很多慈善机构寄来的,反正要钱的那些信。
And then in, at home, she received a lot of letters from charitable institutions raising funds.
她就问主说,我应该给哪一个呢?我是愿意给的,这哪一个呢?
And then she asked the Lord, well, I want to give, but to which one should I give?
哪一个要一些儿童的工作,哪一个是去宣教的?
One is for children's ministry, one is for mission.
这个... 还有很多其他的,
and there are a lot of others.
这个人他就去祷告,
and so she prayed, and Lord, please let me know.
他就把圣经打开,
and then she opened her Bible
就丢到地上,
and dropped it on the floor.
然后呢,等到翻到哪一页,他就拿起来看,
and then wherever page it landed, she take it up and look at it.
他就读到一句话说,让小孩子到,耶稣说,让小孩子到我这里来。
And then she read that verse, let the children come to me.
他说,哦,我知道了,把所有钱给这个儿童工作。
And said, okay, now I know, I'm going to give it all to the children's ministry.
弟兄姊妹,这个真的有人就是这样做事情。
You know, some people really go by
this.
Well, their heart is right. But the method they use is problematic. The Lord leads us by circumstance.
Yeah.
Let's look at some Bible verses.
旧约的历代至上,
First Chronicles
历代至上十三章第二节,
First Chronicles 13:2.
Okay. 他这里说哈, 大卫对全会众里面讲一句话,他说,你们若以为美,见这事是出于耶和华,我们的神,我们就就怎么做。
And David said to all the assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us.
你在这里你发现了,他说,如果你们看为美,看这件事是出于神的,那我们就怎么做。
It says here, if it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord, then we'll do it.
我们再翻一些圣经哈，这个在《使徒行传》第十八章，新约《使徒行传》十八章。
Acts 18.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
保罗在这里说啊，当他要离开的时候，他说：“神若许我，我还要回到你们这里来。”
I will return to you, God willing.
如果神许可，我会回来。
God willing, I will return.
换句话说，如果神在环境上开路了，我会回来。
So if the Lord opens a way, then I will come back.
我们再看一节哈，雅各书新约的雅各书第四章十五节。
James 4:15。
他这里说啊，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做那事。
If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以你发现这三节圣经啊，都有一个。若啊，因为一反，若怎么样，我就怎么说。
All these three verses starts with if and then.
你知道我年轻的时候啊，柯子妹，我常常觉得她做决定每次都太晚才做决定。
I always felt, you know, when I was young, that Sister Ke, she always made the decisions, you know, too slow.
我们都很早就做了决定，就是等他什么时候说 yes or no.
We already made up our mind, but we are always just waiting for her to say yes or no.
当我慢慢自己走的时候，我就开始明白了。
But after I walk this path a while, then I start understanding.
我可以筹算我想做什么。
I can plan what I want to do.
第一个引导来的主在环境上有没有印证是要我这样做。
The first leading is if the Lord confirms through our environment.
如果没有，如果心是很坦然的，没有，我绝对停。
If there's no leading like that, then I will stop.
所以这里给我们看几件事情啊，是几个圣经有讲到环境带我们。
So here we see that the environment, the circumstance, God uses that to lead us.
神，我们要找他，神不跟我们开玩笑。
Well, the Lord doesn't joke with us.
要叫我父母要不要过来美国啊？这个都是最后才会决定，说这里有没有去开路可以走。
For example, whether my parents should come to the U.S. Well, we'll see how the Lord leads by opening doors.
我们都是第一个在这个是在这个上面的操练。
This is how we're learning.
我讲一下我自己的一些经历。
I'll talk about my own experience.
我读书读完了，我问主，我要不要留在美国。
After I finished school, I asked the Lord whether I should stay here in the U.S.
那时候人人都要留美国的了，没有人不留。
At that time, everyone wants to stay here.
但是我不敢。
But I dare not say that.
主，如果你不要我留美国，我就走。
I said to the Lord, if you do not want me here, I will go back.
因为那时候我开始在西岸聚会听到啊南北的弟兄的交通，除非主开始的工作，不然不要踏上去。
Because I heard Lance Lambert talk about unless the Lord start this work, then don't continue.
所以这句话已经进到我心中来了。
And this word is in my heart.
每一个人向往，但是我不敢向往。
Well, everybody is thinking that way, but I dare not.
如果没有主在我身上带的话，我这条路只是悲惨的路。
Unless the Lord leads me this way, then that way is not good.
我那些同学差不多一年毕业一年前都在找工。
So most of my classmates were looking for a job.
我倒是很安然睡觉。
And I was relaxed and not doing much.
到了四月份，我都还没找工。
Up till April, I haven't started looking for a job.
有弟兄提醒我，你该找工了。
And a brother said, you should be looking for a job.
我那时候，我老板也介绍一份工作给我。
That time, my advisor also recommended a position for me.
所以我只申请了五家。
So I just applied 5 places.
我那时候对我心中来讲说，主如果还可以留在 Minneapolis 的话，我还是愿意留下来。
And I said to the Lord, if you want me to be here in Minneapolis, I'm willing to stay.
只有一个目的, 就是能够更多有时间追求主。
And only one goal is to have more time to seek him.
我是面试了两份, 老板叫我去的那个都没去。
I went for two interviews, but the one that the advisor wants me to go, I didn't.
因为我没去的原因, 因为已经我有offer。
And I didn't go because I already have an offer.
太详细就不讲了, 但是啊, 在整个过程里面, 主在这样的环境, 给我看到, 主为我预备这份工作。
Well, I won't go into detail, but in many ways the Lord showed me this is the job he prepared for me.
大家都知道,
you all know that after I went into the company, not too long after, they started laying off people.
但是因为我经过这个过程进来,
but because of what I went through before I got the job, I very at peace.
我跟主说我这样的寻求你, 你现在才给我裁掉, 那你就更高的美意。
I said, Lord, if that's how I got in, and then if you lay me up this way, then there must be a higher purpose.
到了第四年, 开始办绿卡。
After the fourth year, I started doing my residency, application for permanent.
Green card.
Yeah, that's for the press permanent resident. I and another Indian guy applied at the same time. He got approved by the Labor Department 3 days before.
我三天后收到信了，说今天，但是收到信了。
And I, 3 days after, got a letter.
我是被reject。
I was rejected.
因为那一天我们公司裁员一万。
Because that day, our company laid off 10,000.
信上写不相信公司没有人可以replace you。
And the letter says, we do not believe that there's no other person in the company to replace you.
如果我们一般来讲，他倒霉倒尽，为什么他找我三天？同时间同一个律师，什么都同一个，他找我三天。
If we think, well, he has the same lawyer, he just 3 days difference, you know, this is really, really bad.
但是我看到这个结果，我说主，你又要出手了。
But when I see this result, I said, Lord, you are going to show forth your hand. Well, I this is the way I come in, you will do your part. Under normal circumstance, I have to leave.
但是我是很坦然, 我要主, 你不开玩笑。
But I said, Lord, you do not joke around.
所以啊，后来几层上面的 manager 决定把我留下来。So
the higher level manager decided to retain me.
我也没有什么特别的表现，我不知道为什么他就是要把我留下来。I
do not have any exceptional performance, but they decide to retain me.
据我所知道，他们花多10,000块把我留下来。They
spent $10,000 to retain me.
你知道，经过这些啊。 我想我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，这么多人这么多裁员，为什么我守得过？
And how can I go through all of this?
因为我知道是主帮我带来的。
Because I know that it is the Lord.
没有他特别的意思，我走不掉。
Unless the Lord has his purpose, I will not be.
当初很多人告诉我，不要进这个公司，这个公司不稳。
Many people told me, do not go into this company, it's not stable. 22 years ago, they already told me this company is not stable. Even my boss said, well, just work here 2 years and then
leave.
This is what the world was telling me.
我最近遇到那些叫我走的人啊，我告诉他我做了22年。
And lately, I met those who wanted me to leave. I told them I've worked for 22 years.
没有人在跟我讲，哎，你怎么没走？
And nobody said to me, why didn't you leave?
我只有个邻居告诉我。
A neighbor told me, you're so smart that you
stayed.
The neighbor said, you know, at that time I was so fearful I left. Now my salary is just half of what I had.
So, 弟兄姊妹, 我们眼睛看我的主,
our eyes should be on our Lord.
不是看薪水多少,
it is not on our salary.
你的薪水多, 我进去的时候薪水也不多就是,
when I got in, my salary wasn't big either.
看着的,
this is not what we focus on. It is how God leads us.
我跟你讲, 有个弟兄啊, 这个经济不好,
There's a brother, you know, the economy is not good.
很多人都没工作,
many people do not have a job.
但有一天他发现, 哦, 他收到一个offer,
and one day he found that he got an offer.
赶快立刻告诉他, 哎呀, 是啊, 我接受,
and immediately he said, I accept.
一个礼拜后收到第二个offer,
second week he got another offer.
薪水是四倍,
the salary is four times the first one.
40% or whatever,
anyway, the salary is way more than the first one. And his heart said, well, I want the one with the most money.
他就说我去问主是应该怎么做,
and I'm going to ask the Lord, how should I do it?
其实这些啊, 你心根本就是钱哪里多就往哪里跑,
see, actually the heart is where the money is the greatest, that's where you want your head is.
要就第一个不要答应人家去哪里做,
well, otherwise, you know, you should just not accept the offer.
已经答应,
but you have already accepted, and you have to go.
他不服气, 因为他发现我损失第二个, 他太多钱,
but he didn't like that because he's foregoing a lot of money, and also that job he liked it.
好, 他就也是打开圣经去看,
so then he opened the Bible.
他这个读到, 我没记错, 一个以赛亚书里面说, 他说,
I think he read like the north should give up from the book of Isaiah. Well, the company is situated in the north. And so he said, okay, that's what the Lord is saying, you know, give up the north, and so I'm going to the south. If we read the Bible this way, it's very problematic. Well, you're just taking things, you know, out of context. You fit it to your what you want.
So, 我忘记说有弟兄就告诉他说你圣经要读下去读完它.
And another brother said you need to continue reading the passage.
好后面继续说南方的也交出来。<laughs>
The following is the south has to give up too.
他说如果你要扣上面一句呢下面一句一定要一起扣才对啊。<laughs>
If you're quoting the top, you need to do the same to the bottom first, and so you should give up both jobs.
神的引导,
the Lord leads us through the environment.
第二个是用他的话,
second is through His Word.
弟兄姊妹, 我们常常说, 我要听到神的话,
we always say we want to hear from the Lord. If there's a verbal voice, that's even better.
但是啊,
but rarely do God use a voice to tell you.
保罗那是很特别的, 天上有声音, 你为什么逼迫我?
In the case of Paul, it's very special. From heaven, there's a voice like, why do you persecute me?
主今天常常借助一些当我们主要给我们话的时候常常给我们想想讲过什么话。
When the Lord wants to give us a word, He always let us think what He has spoken before.
所以我们常常说, 弟兄姊妹, 必须常常读圣经。
That's why you need to read the Bible.
你不读圣经,
if you do not read the Bible, the Lord cannot give you a word.
那圣经有两个字，原文里面一个叫 logos， 就是写在白纸黑字上面的话。
There's a term logos. It refers to the black and white letter in the book.
另外一个叫 rhema， 乃是神把这个话特别再告诉你。
The rhema is the word that is spoken again to you.
所以如果我们能够读圣经，常常读的话，当你祷告的时候，主就有话给你。
If you read the Bible all the time, then when you need a word, the Lord can have a word for you.
我知道这个环境跟神的话必须合乎圣经的真理是没错的。
This environment, leading through the environment and His word has to be consistent with the principle of God.
如果跟神真理出错了，你不用问。
If it is contrary to the truth and principle in the Bible, then you know it's not.
有人问说，哎，我跟我太太离婚好不好？
For example, a person asks, "Should I divorce my wife?"
这是不是神的心意？
Is this the will of God?
他说环境都是这样带的嘛。
Well, the environment is leading that way.
圣经的原则是错的。
But in the Bible, the teaching on divorce that it's the wrong thing.
婚姻都是神所预备的。人不可分开。
Marriage is instituted by God, and what God puts together, no man can put asunder.
所以我们这个，我们必须要几个必须一起看。
So we have to look at this all at the same time.
还有一个，我们常常提到这个，我们心中的平安。
Another thing we mention is the peace in our heart.
但是我想我今天不跟你们读这个圣经了，乃是圣经里面讲的基督的平安在你的里面。
It is the peace of Christ dwells in you.
这个平安是主的，还不是我。
This peace is the peace of Christ.
主的平安摆进来了，那我就有平安。
If the peace of Christ is in you, then you will be peace.
换句话说， 当你有个意念的时候，你要审查你的动机，对不对？
If you have a thought, you need to look whether your motive is right or not.
这个能够让我们在环境与神的话的引导中，我们能够做对。
This will help us that through the leading of the environment, circumstance and His word, we'll know whether we're on the right track.
我们有了主的话，有了主环境的引导，我们之后就能够平信地走上去。
If we have His word and we have the environment, then we can be going forth in peace.
这个话可以某次聚会讲到讲过的话。
This word could be, you know, a word from a meeting.
或者是你诗歌唱过的话。
Or it could come out from a hymn that you've sung before.
你说我会出国，因为我妈妈想起诗歌唱过一句话。
The reason why I can come here, my mom remembered a word from a hymn.
他有一天说你可以走。
One day she said to me, you can go.
我是被大使馆 reject 过的。
I had been rejected by the consulate.
在我的护照上面打了个黑印，这个人不可以来美国。
And on my passport, there's a mark there saying I cannot come to the U.S.
但是呢，神还是奇妙的把我带出来。
But miraculously, the Lord let me out and come here.
你记得尼泊森弟兄吗？他的肺结核重病非常重，已经在床上不知道三个四个月都没起来过。
When Brother Nee had tuberculosis and he was in the bed for three, four months.
有一天说主说起来吧。
One day the Lord said, "Get up."
我们一定跟小孩子 "Are you kidding me?"
Probably we will respond, "Are you kidding me?"
真的要我怎么起来？这整身没力啊，怎么起来
？How can I get up?It's painful, I have no strength.
但是这个弟兄是有学习的。
But this brother has learned of the Lord.
主的话进来了，他就把我起来了。
When the Lord's word comes, he gets up.
这个，然后呢，他说，这个话继续来了，他是说，谢谢我的弟兄，我讲完道。Hopefully, 这不容易再烧。Anyway.第二句话说起来穿你的衣服。
The second word to him was get up and dress up.
第三个当他穿好衣服他下楼。
And third is, you know, go down the stairs.
你知道那是五六十年前的中国，这个楼梯又难走又陡。
You know, the stairs were steep and hard to go down. And he said, I've never seen stairs this steep. How can I go down? But this is the work of faith. And how the Lord said it, I will do it. And he went down. And he said, where should I go? And the Lord said, you know, go to a certain person's house. And went to a place that was a people praying for him. When they saw him, they couldn't believe it. And he sat down, and for 1 hour there was silence. But in their silence was the presence of the Lord. Because everyone knows that the God has done one miraculous thing. Brother Ting shared with us one time he went to a village to preach. And he walked a very long way and the whole and it was so dark. And he was stuck in the middle where if he go back, you know, it doesn't work, and go forward doesn't work either. And the word of the Lord come to him that if, when you're walking, it's not going to rain. Because of this word, he continued walking forward. And he even had to cross a river to get to that place. And it was so dark. When he got to the meeting place, the rain poured down. After 3 hours of meeting, an elder brother gave him an umbrella set for him to use, and the rain was still going on. And he said, well, thank you, but this umbrella doesn't work in this kind of rain. And another thing, the Lord has already told me that it's not going to rain when I'm walking. So he bid them goodbye and returned. The moment he stepped out of the meeting room, the rain stopped. And when he got into the house, again it rained.
李悟胜弟兄也, 我想你们有看过他的见证, 我们也交通过他一些事。
Brother Lee, we have spoken of him and you guys have read his testimony.
在文化大革命的时候他被抓了。
He was imprisoned during the Cultural Revolution.
他想到主, 圣经一句话, 再抓个手一句话进来, 你要受患难十日。
And a word came to him that you have to suffer for 10 days.
十天简单啊,十天这个苦没问题,什么都可以take.
And he thinks, well, 10 days, it's okay, I can take any suffering.
到第十天,很多人被放,他就是没被放。
But on the 10th day, many were released, but he still is not, was not released.
所以他之后他说,可能我误会了神的话。
And he said, maybe I misunderstood the word of the Lord.
怎么会misunderstood? 因为环境印证,这是错的。
Because, you know, the environment tells him he, you know, he got it wrong. So he obeyed and stayed there.
9.5年过去了。
9.5 years passed by.
有一天这句话又来,
one time, this word came again, said, you have to suffer for 10 days.
终于明白,这一日是一年,所以我会被关10年。
Then he understood that one day is 10 years, so he has to be imprisoned for 10 years.
他不可能被放的那个时候,
and at that time, it was not possible for him to be released.
但是在他满十年的那一天,
but on the day he he suffered for 10 years, he was released. There are so many testimonies like this. How do we please him by faith? There are prerequisites to that.
第一个, 你生活的价值观是什么?
What is your value in life?
如果你愿意说我就是知足,
if you say I'm contented and that's enough,
那我很多事情可以经历,
I can go through many things by faith.
在我行路各样的事情做的决定里面处, 我们贵族说我必须清楚, 我尽可能要清楚你的引导。
Whatever I do, I want to do everything I can to know your leading. Otherwise, I would not go on.
当你这样子走，你走上去。
If you walk like this,
就算我们常常也会有错。
Well, we could be wrong.
神还会更正我们的。
But the Lord will correct us.
那我们在上面，我们在走，我们就能够因信经历他许多奇妙的带领。
And if we walk this way, we will experience his miraculous leading. My time is up. If brothers and sisters are willing, can you read the book of Ruth and Esther? These two books speak of the living faith. Both of them are sisters.
路德记啊是充满爱的一本书。
The book of Ruth is full of the message of love.
但是书里面没提过一个爱的字。
But in that book, there's no mention of the word love.
所以这本书告诉我们说，爱不是讲的，乃是行的。
The book tells us love is not in words, but in deeds. Ruth, because she loves Naomi, her mother-in-law, walked by faith.
最后,
and she became the great-grandmother of David. And she's part of the genealogy of Jesus.
以斯提, Esther,
she was married to the most violent king.
跟他叔叔摩迪改两个因信救了整个犹太族。
And because of her faith and her uncle's faith, they were able to save the Jews.
以斯帖记没有出现过神这个字。
In the book of Esther, the word God was never mentioned.
但整本书里面充满了神的作为。
But the whole book is full of the work of God.
弟兄姊妹愿意的话，你们可以去自己读。
So may you all read those two books.
我们一起有点祷告。 主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是何等的爱我们，你多么盼望我们不断经历你是那一位又真又活的主。主啊，愿意我们弟兄姊妹在这里，我们彼此激励，我们愿意一同走在你所命定的路上，以致我们能够经历过我们说这条路是正路，是善路，我们又愿意走在其中。所以主啊，怜悯我。 主啊，我们真的已经听到你的话说，我们不是因着信不能够讨你的喜悦，所以主啊，求你给我们有个心智，定义要讨你的喜悦，是我们才愿意这样跟上。求你怜悯我们众弟兄姊妹，在我们还没有太多的时间里面，给我们都走上这条蒙福的路。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
机会的到此。